AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
I don't want anyone hacking us. And I'm not only talking about countries, I'm talking about anyone, period.
President-elect Donald Trump is supporting President Obama's decision to investigate possible foreign hacking during election season, but he is pushing back on the CIA contention Russian hacking during the election was done to help Trump. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill calls it a form of warfare.
Vladimir Putin, who is a thug and a bully and has the friends around the globe that we don't want to be friends with, for him to be trying to impact our elections, he has to be held accountable.
She was on ABC's This Week. The president-elect also says he doesn't need daily intelligence briefings.
Every day, every morning, same words. Sir, nothing has changed. Let's go over it again. I don't need that.
Trump says his generals are being briefed, and so is Vice President-elect Mike Pence. Trump says he has said if something changes, let him know. During closing arguments in New Orleans, a prosecutor told a jury former Saints player Will Smith was executed by an irate driver following a traffic accident. Cardell Hayes is charged with second-degree murder. Smith's wife was injured in the shooting. Hayes' attorney says his client acted in self-defense, and this has been a rushed investigation by police reacting to the death of a beloved football star. Today is a national day of mourning in Turkey. Trumpets played at a memorial service in Istanbul for the 30 police officers who were killed in two bombings near a soccer stadium in the city. 38 people in all were killed. A Turkey-based Kurdish militant group is claiming responsibility. Syria's state news agency says another 4,000 people have fled the northern city of Aleppo, where government forces are closing in on a rapidly shrinking rebel enclave. This is AP Radio News. A church collapse in Nigeria has killed at least 160 people. Worshippers claim construction on the building was rushed. Okemi Ayabo is one of the first responders. He heard screams from a man whose leg was trapped under an iron bar.
So we went towards the man, six of us. We tried to lift the iron. We couldn't lift it. So I had a car jack in my car. I had to run out of the complex again, go to my car, open it, bring out the car tire jack. I placed it under the iron and then lifted the iron up. Then we could drag the man out.
Hundreds were in the church when the metal girders fell and the corrugated iron roof caved in. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he has decided to accept an arms deal being offered by China, the latest sign of cozying relations between the once hostile neighbors. The military in the Philippines is also considering buying sniper rifles from Russia. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.